We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem b'shem Chaim Yaakov b'Pitchas Eliyo. We are in Erechin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We go back to our discussion of the Stei Achuzo. We may remember that if a person is Makdish, a regular piece of property, to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to redeem it, so you give the whatever the market value of that property is, you give to the Beis HaMikdash, and you redeem it, you can take it back for yourself. But a stay, that's a stay mikneh, stay achuza, where it's part of your ancestral land. Let's say it's a piece of land in the north, west of Israel by the Mediterranean, and you're part of Shevet Zvulun, so that's your land. So if that is a piece of land that you are makdish to the Beis HaMikdash, and now you're redeeming it, so there's a fixed value for every piece, section of land that's able to grow a chomer, which is a core, 30 sa'a, barley of sa'orim, you have, which is 75,000 square amos, for each 75,000 square amos, you have to give 50 shekel kesef, or 50 sela. And that's at the beginning of the Yovel cycle. But as the years go, so then the value obviously diminishes. And you give, because a field normally goes back anyway after Yovel, and you give whatever the value is to hectation. We assume, based on the fact that it's 49 years, so it's 50 shekel the first year, each and every year you subtract another shekel, another sela, and a punyon. So it's a sela and a punyon per year. But the Mishnah teaches us, but the Torah teaches us that there is an exception to this rule. If there are less than 2 years left, then only 1 year left, you want to redeem section 75,000 square amos, it's going to cost you a full 50 shekel. Very strange. If it's 2 years or more, so it's going to be, okay, 2 years is two sela and two punyon. 3 years, three sela, three shekel, and three punyon. But if it's only 1 year, you have to give the full amount. Where do you see that? So the Pasuk says, so let's start. Pasuk started, said, V'im is de achuza, so is de achuza. Yakdish ishlav sheb yumakdish of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yer kochol lefi zaro. How much, what's it based on? What you're able to plant? Zera, chomer, sa'orim. A chomer is the core. A core is 30 saw of sa'orim of barley. V'chamishim shekel kasef. An area that can grow a chomer of sa'orim is 50 shekel kasef. Of course, that value is only if it starts in the beginning of the Yovel cycle. But if it's after Yovel, then the Chishav Lo Kohen Es HaKesef. So the Kohen then is going to calculate based on Al Pi HaShanim Hanos Aros, based on the years that remain. Achinas HaYovel. Vinigra, and he subtracts Meir Kecha. But that pasuk says, Al Pi HaShanim Hanos Aros. Shanim, minimum shan is plural. So this halacha that we diminish each and every year by a sela and a pinyon is only if there are shonim, two or more years left. But if it's less than shonim, only 1 year left, if you want to redeem it from the hektesh, it's going to cost you what it would have cost you at the beginning of the Yovel cycle. A full 50 shekel kesef for every 75,000 square amos. That's based on the pasuk. So we begin the Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Ein makdishin lifnei hayovel pachos mishtei shonim. So the Mishnah, what it literally says, is a little bit of strange. It says you can't be makdish shtei achuza within 2 years of Yovel. So the Gemara says it's not true. You're allowed to be makdish shtei achuza whenever you like, less than 2 years before Yovel as well. Because there's a brisa. The brisa says makdishin bein lifnei hayovel bein la'achar hayovel. So before Yovel, after Yovel, before Yovel sounds like right before Yovel. So what the Mishnah means, according to Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara, which we'll see their opinions a little bit later, is since we said that a person who's makdish's field within 2 years that he wants to redeem it. So what's the halacha? He has to give the full 50 shekel. It doesn't subtract. It's going to be very expensive. So what the Mishnah is telling you that it's a good idea. Eitz Atova, good idea that a person should be careful about his money. Don't be makdish your field within two years, less than 2 years before Yovel, because if you now want to redeem it, it's going to cost you a lot of money. So that's halacha number one. V'lo goalin la'achar ha'yovel pachos mishana. What does it mean? You can't redeem it after Yovel less than a year. So it has a minimum of a year. What does that mean? Well, it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, in Mishnas Hayovel Yakdir Sadeu, if it's you start from the beginning of the cycle, and that's when you makdish it. V'chishavlo ha-kohen es-hakesef al-pi ha-shanim hanosaros, based on the years that remain, ad shnas hayovel. So what does this mean here? La'achar hayovel pachos mishana. So it means the following. When we are determining how many years it's been since Yovel, so it's always based on shanim. It's always based on years. And what it means is, let's say the person wants to redeem his field less than a year after the beginning of after the year of Yovel. So Yovel just passed, and now I want to redeem it a few months into the year. So the halacha is that we treat you like it's Shnas HaYovel. You have to give the full 50 shekel for every base core, every area that grows a chomer of Seorim. We don't diminish the value based on the few months into the first year that follows Yovel. So let's say it's Nisan now, the Yovel starts, everything starts in Tishrei. It's Nisan now, the middle of the year. We don't say, well, you know what, let's, if you want to redeem, you don't have to give the full 50 shekel. We'll take it, it'll be 49 and a half shekel because it's half a year already into the year. That we don't do. And cut the pudyon is half too. Half-ish, 49 and a half shekel and a half a pudyon instead of a pudyon. With that we don't do. That's what it means. V'logo alin la'achar hayovel pachos mishana. Can't be less than a year. We go by years. And then the Mishnah, the next line really explains this. Because ein mechashin chadashim lehetish. Because if the year hasn't passed, we don't subtract anything. And the same thing we do in the middle of Yovel. We don't take months into account. If that's 9.5 years till the next Yovel, so we don't take any 6 months into account. It's 10 years till Yovel, and you're gonna pay the 10 selah. And 10 pudyonim, whatever is left. So that's what it means. The ein mechashim, we don't calculate months for hektesh, is explaining what the line before means when it says velo goalin la'acha hayova pachos mishana. We go by year. But aval ha-hektesh mechashev chadashim. But when it comes to hektesh, we do calculate months. What does that mean? Aren't we talking about hektesh? You gave something to the hektesh. So what it means the following. If we took months into account and didn't go year by year, hektesh would end up profiting, would end up gaining somehow. So then we will take the months into account. Now, where would that happen? Where taking the months into account, hektesh would win. After all, if you take the months into account, so aren't you always diminishing the value? And that means that you pay less to hektesh. Hektesh gets less from you. So no, the answer is, let's say you're redeeming the land, it's very close to Yovel. So what we mentioned about very close to Yovel, we said that if it's you're less than 2 years from Yovel, now you have to give the full amount, 50 shekel kesef, in order to redeem. So here you have someone, it's a year and a half to Yovel. So year and a half to Yovel, so what is that? Now a year and a half, we don't take a half a year into account. So there, it's still 2 years. Well, if it's 2 years, what do you give hektesh to redeem? You give 2 selah, right? The 2 shekel and 2 pudyonim. What if it's a year and a half left, meaning less than 2 years? So then, less than 2 years, you owe the full 50 shekel. Now is when we take the months into account. If hektesh will end up gaining, saying 2 years is going to give hektesh less money, and saying a year and a half will give hektesh a lot more money, which it will, then we'll take months into account. So that's what it means. Aval hektesh, if it's going to benefit hektesh, b'chavshem chadashim, then we indeed will take months into account. Then the Mishnah says, okay, so this is the regular rule. At times where Yovel is knowing, today we don't have Yovel, our Shemitah is only Drabbanan in Eretz Yisrael according to most, and there's no Yovel, but at the time where there was Yovel, and someone is Maktish's field to stay Achuz at the time of Yovel, no saying Bezerah Chomer Sorim Chamishim Shekel Kesef, pretty much a quote from the Chumash. As the Torah says in Parshas B'chukosai, every section that of land that is fit for growing a core 30 saw of barley, which is 75,000 square amos, so is redeemed in the first year for 50 selah, and as we said, and it diminishes each and every year. But if there's no Yovel, that's no hake, so then you redeem it, if you give hektesh as well, but there's no Yovel, can't have a base English without Yovel. So then you redeem it based on its value like any other case of hektesh. Hayusham Nikoim, Amukim Asara Tfachim. Let's say in that land, that's the Achuzah, there were these ditches. Very deep, 10 Tfachim. Deep, in fact, and they're full of water. Oslaim Gavohim Asara Tfachim, or you have these rocks, boulders that are very high, 10 Tfachim, or higher or higher than 10 Tfachim. Since they're not fit for growing anything, for planting, einim danidima, they are not counted with the field, meaning when you mukdish them, they're basically not mukdish at all. We completely ignore them. Let's say, though, the dishes did not have water in them, then they are mukdash. And you are going to redeem, but they're very tall. It's a very deep ditch, and there's no water. So the halacha is that you are going to redeem them based on their value. And some claim that einim danidim means that you don't redeem them based on the cheshbon of 50 seller for each base core, which means that even if you have these ditches in the full of water, they are kadosh, not like the first opinion, they are kadosh. It's just when you measure them, you take into account their particular value. You're not going to use the famous shtei achuza value. Pachus mikan, let's say those ditches are not 10 tfachim deep, so even if they're filled with water, or let's say the boulders are not 10 tfachim high, nibdaninima, they're counted with the field, they're basically buttled to the field, so we don't count them separately, and they're part of, we view them as if you can plant there, and we take those into account as part of the regular field. No sin, sell of opinion l'shana. As we know, if you makdash the field 2 years or 3 years before Yovel, for each and every year, it's a sela, which the Torah is shekel, or a sela, and a punyon for each and every year. But that's 2+. If it's less than that, then it's 50, as we said. Amar harini, no sin, davar shana b'shana. If a person says, you know, I'm going to give a sela and a punyo, meaning I'm not paying it all up at once. Each year, as we get closer to Yovel, I know I was makdish it early. Now I'm redeeming it. Okay, I'm redeeming it now. It's, let's say, in the beginning of the Yovel cycle. So I owe 50 shekel for each 75,000 square amos to redeem. You know what? I'll pay you a sela and a punyo each and a year. And by 50 years, I'll have it paid up. Ain't shomer lo. Now, we don't do that. Ela no sin, no sin as kulu ka'echad, you have to pay the whole thing at once, as the pasuk says, v'chi shavlo ha'kwenes ha'kesef. What does that teach us? Ad sheyehe ha'kesef kulu ka'echad, the amount has to be all in one payment. Perek zayin mishnah beis, echad ha'bal v'echad kol adam. Whether it's the owner of the ancestral field or someone else who chooses to be poded based on this cheshbon of each base core, each chomer, sa'orim, chamishim shekel kesef. So the halacha is, it doesn't matter. It could be, someone who's not the owner has the ability to be poded from hekdesh. So mamin abalim levein adam, so is there any difference between them? Yes, elash abalim nosnim chomesh. The Abilim, the owner of that ancestral land, if he wants to redeem it from Hekdesh, he has to add on a chomesh, a fifth on to the value, based on the pasuk. Vim ga'ol yilgal es ha-sadeh ha-makdisho, so v'yosaf chamishis kesef erkecha olav, so chamishis, you have to add on, and fifth. What is the fifth? So we've mentioned this briefly, but now we can explain a little bit more. The fifth in Shas, in the Gemara in general, is, or the, when we speak about that in the Chumash, is what we call a Chumash Milabar. Milabar means Mibachutz. What's a Chumash Milabar? It's only actually a quarter of the Keren of the principal, but it's called a fifth because it's a fifth of the full amount, which includes the Chumash, which includes the fifth. So if you have the Keren, you have the principal. So what is, if you have 20, so what's a fifth of 20? So we would normally say, fifth of 20, so that's 4. So the answer is no, a fifth of 20 is 5. Why is that? Because if you do the math, a fifth of 20, isn't that a quarter? The answer is yes, but if you now add that fifth on and you have 25, so that fifth ended up being a fifth of the whole amount, including the fifth. Five is a fifth of 25. The Chol Adam, the Mishnah concludes, Eino Nosein Chomesh. So the Bialim gives the Eitz a Chomesh when he redeems, but other people who are not the Bialim, they don't have to add on a Chomesh when they redeem.